This is the Amateur Fanboy Podcast with your hosts, Chase Aguirre and Mike Artaza. Welcome. It is Tuesday. What day is it? May 21st,
I think? May 21st, yeah. Yesterday was payday.
And we should have had a pod yesterday because there was a lot going on.
Yeah, your ass got sick.
But I got sick. We were going to have an interview, which got moved to today, so it actually worked out for us. So also you got called into work, so it's not
I had to work Monday night, sadly, which sucked, but you know,
it is what it is.
Basketball game was on. They needed me to work the basketball game. It is what it is. I'll be back on Monday morning.
And next I just want to point out that you were trying to give me so much shit for calling. I said that it could happen. I thought that the Warriors could sweep, but I was thinking 5 to 6 games, and they swept.
And they swept, but the only thing, and I know you don't care, it's a sweep, but you guys were down double digits in the last 3 games. Like,
because you're gonna have to
fix that against Milwaukee. Milwaukee sure. will probably step on your
10 days. 10 days of rest, and hopefully,
I'm telling you,
hopefully Milwaukee loses another game, and they kind of.
I think Milwaukee will win the next two. I can't see them losing another game.
We'll see what happens with Kevin Durant. We'll see what happens with DeMarcus Cousins. But I will say, I think having Kevin Durant extremely minimized Draymond Green the past few years. And I think if this didn't happen, could you imagine the Warriors undervaluing him and maybe the league undervaluing him? He would have went to a team. He probably got a max deal, but they would have got a lot.
Some team will give him a max deal, whether it's a team that will – you know, do anything with him is another question.
Sure, but he can. It seems like he's matured. He's past his little.
I hope so.
You know, kind of a being an asshole.
Milwaukee's going to give him a test on that aspect because there's some guys on there that will.
But I'm not too worried about Draymond. It's more of Milwaukee's going to try to go through. You know, Curry on trying to score on Curry, like you know the Blazers were trying to do and the Rockets were trying to do because you know Curry's the smallest guy out there.
Yeah,
but I'm happy. Short series, Curry did play high minutes, but it's a short series. He gets 10 days of rest. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they come out and end up being, you know, almost healthy, the entire team or not. But it should be a fun series.
I just want
a fun, you know, I don't care if, I just don't want a sweep. I want a 6-7 game, you know, good series.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, don't expect Kevin Durant to come back. He's
you're gonna say that, and then right now it's gonna be like
I don't believe he at this point. I don't believe he can play another game. Maybe not for the Warriors' sake, but for him. Because at this point, if he comes back and say they look different, right? They're not the same. Then he's gonna get dude. It has nothing to do with.
Why the team, you know, Draymond's able to even get the ball as many times as he did is because they're able to play, you know, they don't have to feed him. That's the difference. And look, at the end of the day, though, he's the best player in the world.
It's Kevin Durant? No, he's not.
He's the best player in the world.
He's not.
Who else is in the playoffs who's
the best player in the world? We have literally watched the Warriors.
That's because they're playing a different game when he's not there.
And that's my point exactly. Did you not see how many different issues they had when Kevin Durant was on the floor? That team is completely different without him. If Kevin Durant were the best player in the world, the Warriors would not have swept the Trailblazers.
The reason Draymond Green has been able to, you know, showcase this past series is because he's able to. It's not like I said. End of the day, they're better with all of them playing. Maybe some players, like Draymond, has to take a back seat because Klay has to take a back seat because of Kevin Durant, who's going to, you know, touch the ball almost the entire game. But look, maybe it's a rotational thing. You do your rotations different. I will say their bench looked better than they have the entire season because they had minutes to play. I will agree with you that, you know... Bell actually played.
It shortens your rotation when Kevin Durant's out there. It's just the facts.
Yeah. End of the day, though, it's going to be a fun series.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The Warriors should and probably will win the championship, and Kevin Durant's going to leave. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters here.
And I think this just shows that the Warriors, maybe they're not going to win the championship next year, but they can at least compete. versus.
I mean, they'll compete,
teams.
but at this point,
we don't know who's going to be in the championship next year.
They better hope LeBron doesn't get better, because if LeBron gets some help, that
The Clippers,
LeBron's taking that team to six games with a worse cast than the Lakers even have right now. So, I would just really watch out and just.
But the
just,
end of the day, who cares about next year? It's all about this year. All you got. And that's the issue. Now moving on to Magic and yesterday's debacle with on First Take. He pretty much threw Rob Pelinka under the bus. He threw, I don't want to say Jeannie Buss under the bus, but he, under the bus.
Yeah, you're so funny.
Maybe that's a good one. He should have said that yesterday.
You're so funny.
But I think there's some truth to what he's saying. And I believe certain things. I can't really believe the Pelinka thing. Too much, because there's no proof of it at this point. Now, he is an agent. He was an agent, and he kind of looks like a rat and things like that. But I'll look at the Jeannie Buss issue. What's the issue that we've been having this offseason so far?
What?
There is too many people in her ear, right? And yes. I believe that. I hold heartily that the issues last year, Magic wasn't able to do his job because there's 5, 6, 7 people telling her what to do, and it's kind of hard logistically to you know, you agreed to let him have all the power, but you're not allowing him to do his job.
But Magic, I'm sure you also saw that he didn't run Jeannie Buss any of the trade proposals with Dale Demps, offering up everything that they offered. He was a part of the reason it got out. So I think the Lakers in the end are better off without Magic Johnson.
I will say, I think Rob Pelinka has got to go.
I think Rob Pelinka is going to be fine. I think Rob Pelinka is going to be fine.
I think it's going to be fine. I agree with you that you guys are going to get a star, but what if you don't? Who are you blaming?
I mean the front office and or not front office, but Jeannie Buss.
You would blame her. I would blame Pelinka.
I wouldn't blame Pelinka because if you watched the introduction of Frank Vogel.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it.
Basically, at the end of the day, what he does is he has a decision. He has something that he, you know, thinks is a good idea, and he brings it up to Jeannie Buss. So at the end of the day, everything is going to go through Jeannie Buss. So if Jeannie Buss doesn't like something that Rob Pelinka does, that's on her. That's not on Rob Pelinka.
That seems like a stupid.
It's the same way it was run with Mitch Kupchak and Jim Buss were there. Mitch Kupchak would say what he needed to say, and he'd bring it up to Jim Buss, and that was that. So,
of course, the ownership's going to have some sort of level of inclusion because of the one paying thing. It's their team. But at the end of the day, though, and it's kind of hard to say because I don't necessarily know who's in charge right now in with the Lakers organization.
I still think it's Rob Pelinka.
I'll put
it to you this way. If Rob Pelinka has a good idea of what to do with the roster, Jeannie Buss needs to stay the fuck out the way. Now, if she doesn't stay the fuck out of the way, she's got to sell the damn team.
3 months ago, if I would have told you Rob Pelinka's now going to be in charge in 3 months, you would have been, okay, yeah, we'll be fine.
I mean, I was going to be in charge?
Yes, I was going to say, this is what's going to happen in 3 months.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's what we're left with. We only
You're just hopeful at this point.
But I do believe Rob Pelinka gets a worse is in the media. A lot of what came out yesterday with the press conference, the perception in the media is a lot different than the perception inside there. I fully 100% believe that. People are making mountains out of molehills right now in the media, and it's kind of annoying because everyone has an agenda against the Lakers. Nobody wants to trade with the Lakers. Nobody wants to believe the Lakers are going to be a destination for free agents.
Apparently, past few years with Pelinka, people didn't want to go sign with the Lakers because of him. But that's just hearsay. Now, like I said, if you guys don't sign a star, I'm not saying you're not, because more than likely you guys are going to get somebody come who's an exceptional player.
And if we don't, then you build the best roster you can around LeBron James or shooters,
point,
and you still have a good chance
point,
to win title.
At some point, you got to think, like, is this going to actually work out? Is this guy going to be here in a year or two?
Who?
Is he going to actually build a roster?
I'll put it to you this way. If they strike out on free agency and are not able to at least contend for a Western Conference finals next year, he's got to go. Yeah, he's got to go.
I was thinking just playoffs.
I mean, this team better... as far as fans go, better be competing for a championship next year.
Besides of injuries, this past year they should have been in the playoffs.
They would have been in the Western Conference Finals this year.
If LeBron, not even Lonzo, just if LeBron stayed healthy, I think they would have been in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they would have contended for the Western Conference Finals if LeBron had stayed healthy. I think that team, as bad as it looked, was actually gelling pretty damn well. Uh-huh. And that's scary because they're going to have, as long as things go right this year, are going to have a way better cast of players this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as I said, I have a lot of reason to be optimistic.
It makes great, it just, LA's got to be, you know, popular, or they got to win to help the NBA. The NBA is doing terrible right now.
And the NBA can't deny it anymore. I'm not saying you got to fix it besides, and make LA good, but...
Besides the Warriors games, every game has been lower ratings than NHL playoffs currently, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
Secondly, the media knows this because they're having issues as well. They're talking about the Lakers while there's playoff series going on. Like, that's all I hear is the Lakers. Because basically... It's always LeBron. LeBron always gets the media attention regardless. Add that on top of the Lakers, and the Lakers, they're making the Lakers look, I will say, they have been a little bit dysfunctional this offseason. It doesn't help that Magic's coming up talking and making it look worse. And now, you know, they're really questioning Jeannie Buss. They're really questioning Rob Pelinka. Maybe deserves a little bit of heat. Maybe it'll kind of kickstart him a little bit.
I'm a diehard Lakers fan. And Magic Johnson is one of my favorite players of all time, but Magic Johnson really, really made a huge mistake going on ESPN. If he really, really fully does still want the Lakers to be good, and there's multiple times on First Take where he's like, oh, the Lakers, and talk about the free agents they can get, but yet you're over here slandering the fucking the part of the team that's trying to get those free agents. So how the hell are you helping us? How the hell are you helping matters at all? Why the hell would you do this right before free agency and right before the draft? It makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
it's still
frustrated. I was surprised because he has a huge influence regardless if he's on the team or not, especially since his relationship with Jeannie Buss, because it really made her look incompetent. And at the end of the day, you would have agreed with me that if you could have chose to completely redo the front office, you probably would have.
Oh, yeah, I would have preferred
it. You're stuck with what it is.
But for me, as long as we have LeBron, either scenario, we're in the ballpark for free agents. As long as you have LeBron, I don't want to hear all the fucking, nobody wants to play with LeBron. That's total bullshit.
No one wants to play with old man LeBron.
And what's really, really funny, and probably not going to be so funny to Lakers haters in about 3 months, is when LeBron's 100% and he has a better team around him.
Well, end of the day, I'll
tell you right now, he hears all that, oh, LeBron's lost a step, oh, LeBron's not top five, oh, LeBron's not the best player in the world anymore. You watch this next year and you watch him go off and reassert himself as the best player in the world, which he still, in my opinion, is. I believe him and Kevin Durant are 1 and 2, and nothing will...
telling me that Kevin Durant's not the best player in the
world. I just said he's not. I never said he wasn't the second best.
Okay, so 1 and 2, I feel like similar.
I mean, that's fine, but let's not act like the Lakers still don't have the better of the two players, and the Warriors aren't going to have any of it.
Yeah, but still, at the end of the day, though, one of the best players, if not the best players, if wherever he goes, is still a top player in the league.
And I'm not saying he's not a top player in the league, but as long as we have LeBron James, we got a chance, just as good a chance as anyone to win a championship next year, regardless of the way the roster's constructed
or age.
Regardless, like you literally watched him put, and I get it, stats are hollow and stuff, but you watched him put up pretty damn good numbers.
No, I'm a stats not
fully
guy, but...
not fully healthy. Like he gonna be putting up.
To be fair though,
he gonna be up.
Somebody's got to score.
I'm just gonna tell you, he may drag that team just like he did the Cavs to the finals next year, and don't be surprised if it happens.
I will say it is gonna be besides the Blazers. The Blazers were a little way overhyped than they should have been, and you, especially you.
Well, Damian Lillard also had cracked ribs, and Enes Kanter wasn't.
Kevin Durant was out.
I mean, the Warriors. Let's time out real quick. Let's not act like Kevin Durant from the Warriors makes the Warriors a less team. The Warriors are still a damn good team without him.
Were just telling me they're going to be trash next year.
I mean, they're not going to be the same, but them as constantly without Kevin Durant is still a good team.
They'll be good next year.
They'll be good, but they're not going to be championship-level contenders. But the only reason they're going to possibly win a championship this year is because, I mean, they're basically already this far without Kevin Durant. I don't think they get to the Western Conference Finals without Kevin Durant if the playoffs started from the get-go.
They lose to the Rockets?
I think they lose to the Rockets. And
I don't think so. I think the Rockets lose regardless.
You think if the Rockets were able to game plan for them without Kevin Durant for a whole seven-game series?
Well, here's where I'll stop you. Who's better? If you would have put the Rockets or the Blazers, who would have made it through?
I think the Blazers would have made it through.
And then the Warriors just swept them.
I think if the Blazers had if the Blazers had Damian Lillard at full health, that series would have been a 6 or 7 game series.
Well, if the Warriors had Kevin Durant full health and DeMarcus Cousins, it would have been.
I mean, I know different. It's a bunch of what ifs, but
yeah.
Still, we're.
I mean, if you're gonna give but if you're gonna give what ifs to them, you got to give what ifs to the other team.
That's fine.
Now, I will say. Probably the NBA needs this finals to finish as quick as possible, move into free agency and get some hype to some other teams. If Kevin Durant leaves, if supposedly AD to the Brooklyn Nets that now we're hearing, which actually I don't know if that will happen because what's his name? D'Angelo Russell is a restricted free agent, so he would have to agree to be traded.
I still think there's
But I will say they do have assets. Maybe it's not the Lakers, but they have assets.
They have assets, but really the only two teams you should be considering if you're the Pelicans are the Lakers and the Celtics.
I would say
And maybe the Knicks.
The Nets probably have more value with if D'Angelo Russell's part of the deal.
Of course.
I mean, imagine D'Angelo Russell with Zion.
I just don't think the Pelicans want to not trade. I've already said it. I ate that food pretty fast. if the Pelicans want to go the full fuck the Lakers, we're not going to trade with you. Do it. AD's going to be a Laker next year. I don't care if you trade him to New York. I don't care where you trade him. He's going to be a Laker next year.
I will say,
for fuck's sake, the meeting between him and David Griffin's happening in Los Angeles. Like, need I say more? He spends his time in Los Angeles.
95% of the players in the NFL and the NBA live in Los Angeles.
The point still stands. AD will be a Laker in 2020, whether the Pelicans like it or not. So they might as well get him there now and get the best package.
I guess, but also it would cause another year with LeBron. You'd only be with LeBron a year if LeBron leaves. I guess the Lakers standpoint doesn't matter, but
at the end of the day, you get him in there, and as long as
LeBron's on there for 1 year, change, 2 years, though. You look at Paul George; he was a foregone conclusion he was going to be a Laker. Things change. If somehow New York gets him and they're able to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie or one of the two, then it's possible that he stays there. Same with the Nets, because the Nets are really going to try a gun at Kyrie Irving.
Just like if the Lakers trade for AD. And they'd be tough to sign Kawhi, which probably damn near impossible to sign Kawhi. Kevin Durant is the only one they could get. They're not going to get more than Kevin Durant.
But still, so if they get Kevin Durant.
But I'm telling you right now, Kevin Durant and AD with what the Knicks would have after AD is gone. I mean, sure, maybe players will come and want to sign there. But that roster is so much more depleted than if the Lakers get Kawhi with LeBron and young
core. It's not that much different just as AD on the team. It would or just the current status of the team. I mean, Kevin Durant would...
I just don't think that Knicks team could still win a championship. I don't think Kevin Durant by himself. I still don't believe
if there's two stars in New York, who's stopping them in that division on the East? Who's stopping them? Boston?
Are you kidding me? Giannis Antetokounmpo? Are you kidding me?
That team somehow is at some point going to...
Giannis, mark my words, Giannis is the new LeBron in the East. He's going to run that Eastern Conference for the next 6 to 7 years.
But is he better than AD and KD on the same team?
Because
Team is deep.
His team is deep.
But how long is that going to last? And he's
not that far off from KD or AD.
Because, the players got to get paid at some point, some of those players. And they're not the youngest guys in the world as well.
Because
Middleton.
I said what I said.
Bledsoe. I mean, their chance of winning is this year, next year, and they gotta.
I'll tell you right now, if you don't think players are gonna want to play with Giannis, you're crazy.
It's kind of that similar situation where, besides Kevin Love, no players really didn't go to Cleveland.
Kevin Love, do not ever put Kevin Love and Giannis Antetokounmpo in the same sentence.
I'm saying it as a player who wanted to play with LeBron is what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying no one came to play with LeBron in Cleveland. Kyrie was there because he was drafted. But Kevin Love was the only one who played with him there. So
why is Milwaukee the same as Cleveland?
I would rather live in Cleveland than Milwaukee.
Have you never been to Milwaukee?
I would rather be in Cleveland. Have you ever been to Cleveland?
No, I've never been to Cleveland, but I can imagine that Milwaukee would be a lot more of a situational as far as a fan base and everything goes than Cleveland.
I don't think people... It's the same situation why players leave those small markets and they go to big cities. You know, it's not because players, end of the day, they want to be in big markets.
Okay, then if players
want to be... Why is AD leaving New Orleans?
If players want to be in big markets, then why is Kawhi going to stay in Toronto?
Is Kawhi staying in Toronto?
No, but people keep thinking he's more likely to stay in Toronto than go to the Lakers. And I call those people fucking crazy.
We will never know if he signs with the Clippers or another team.
I think if you're leaving Toronto and you're going to LA, you ain't signing with the Clippers. I don't want to hear. Listen to me. Let me talk. Don't give me the whole front offices run better. Who the fuck cares? When you look at that team and how it's constructed, the talent and what they would have to do to get him, on top of what the Lakers already have, it's night and day. And they already have LeBron. They already have another max player. They would need to get another one on top of that, or else they're just looking at being the Raptors. What's the difference between the Clippers roster with Kawhi and the Raptors roster with Kawhi? A little more flexibility, a couple younger players. There's really not much difference. So if you really are set on winning a title, going with LeBron in LA to the Lakers is the only thing that makes sense. It truly is. Well, I'm really not saying that as a homer. If the Clippers had LeBron, I would say the same thing. If there's no other LA team.
You can say any team in the league.
Any team in the league had LeBron, I would believe going to team up with LeBron would be the better move than going to play by yourself.
Well, we don't know if he's going to play by himself.
I mean, I don't...
I'm sure he has had discussions, especially since if they lose out here in the next... this coming week, he's going to have discussions with these players
and free agents. Unless you're getting Kevin Durant, which I don't think Kevin Durant's going anywhere near the Clippers, there's no other second star that's matching LeBron.
So he doesn't want to be with a better player than himself.
I mean, that's fine, but then you're never going to win a championship. As long as LeBron's in that conference and has a decent team
around, I think we need to remember, does he care to win a championship?
Okay, if he goes to the Clippers, I don't want to hear, oh, he'd rather win with the Clippers. No, he wants to go play with the Clippers because he wants to be his own guy. He don't want to win.
But what's so bad about being your own guy and trying to win?
Trying to win.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with that.
Trying.
Giannis.
Good luck.
Look at him. He's staying there, and he's still extremely young, but he's winning. Now, AD, he's leaving.
As much as I love Kawhi, and Kawhi is amazing defensively and everything, Giannis is
but they're not too so far much. Off, and they also they play differently.
Of course, but what I'm saying is Kawhi would need a lot with the Clippers.
But Kawhi has already won a championship.
Mike, if it comes down to him wanting to win, all I'm saying is he will pick the Lakers over the Clippers. But if he doesn't want to win, then he'll pick the Clippers.
Let's say
if you don't want to win, he'll pick the Clippers.
He's best friends with Jimmy Butler, and they both go to the Clippers, something like that.
They'll be a first, second round out every year for the next 4 years.
See,
as much as I shit on the Rockets, the Rockets are better.
The thing is,
Blazers are better. The Warriors are still better.
You're going to be extremely angry when he doesn't sign with the Lakers.
Only if he picked the Clippers and didn't get a second star to go with them. That's the only reason I'll be upset. Because if you go to the Clippers without a second star, you might as well just said I want to go live in LA for 6 years.
I don't have any problem with him going to the Clippers.
I know you don't have any problems with him going to the Clippers because it means he doesn't go to the Lakers.
I would like him.
Which is what would end your Warriors dynasty really fucking fast. So that's why you'd rather him go to the Clippers. And I totally understand that. I'm not hating you at all for it because I would be upset too if the best player in the world was about to get a second star. But
damn.
You're
overhyping your team.
I am telling you right now, the Lakers are going to be a problem next.
You're setting yourself up for disaster.
Unless LeBron isn't healthy, if LeBron is healthy for 75-80 games next year, that team's definitely going to be a playoff contender.
Because I remember a few years ago.
And then you just got to add more.
When you were hating on LeBron thinking that he was taking steroids.
Well, I thought he was taking steroids because I didn't think a dude could be that good. But you know what? He obviously is on steroids because he finally got hurt. So now he obviously is on steroids.
It's because he's older. Things happen eventually to all players.
Yeah. And when the dude's healthy, he's probably the best player.
He's just not human.
He's Yeah, he's just really fucking good.
But at some point, he's got to fall back to earth.
And it's not going to be any of the next 2 years he's with the Lakers. As long as he's healthy.
Health-wise, could really help, you know, knock him out.
I mean,
And if you guys, for whatever reason, you guys don't sign to, you know, a star, you get some role players. Without LeBron, where you at? Like, without, you take LeBron off the team, you pick the fourth player on the, you know, fourth pick in the draft, you get Garland or...
Okay, then let's take Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant off the team. Where are they at? So we can do this. We can do this.
Well, of course you take, but I'm just stating. But all three of them would have to get injured.
The point is, LeBron's on the roster. He's going to be healthy next year.
You don't know that. You can't say that.
I will tell you right now. I will guarantee on this podcast right now, LeBron James will be 100% healthy next year.
The entire season.
He will miss at most maybe 4 or 5 games. It'll be due to load management because he's going to have a break here and there on back to back.
You cannot say that about health. You can say that about him, you know, continue to play.
Nobody knows who's going to be healthy, but as far as I'm concerned, LeBron, other than last year, has missed zero time
because
ever.
To me, at some point...
I like that track record.
You got to actually lower his minutes and allow someone else to take over.
No, you really don't.
That's how you extend their careers, being healthy throughout the season.
I mean, That's nothing to do with that. The point I'm trying to make is that LeBron James, healthy next year... Puts the Lakers
in
the championship.
But you're trying to state
window.
That he's going
to
be as good as he was when he was 29, 28.
I'm telling you he's going to be as good as he was in 2016 when the Cavs won the title. I'm going to tell you he's going to be as good as he was the last year that he was in the finals with the Cavs.
Because
that's
I
what I'm telling you. That's the LeBron you're getting.
I don't know if anyone can guarantee that.
I can't. Why the fuck would anyone...
The only person
would
I...
Would you listen to me? Why would anyone want to doubt LeBron fucking James? You really want to doubt LeBron? Doubt him at your own fucking risk. Because people doubted him in 2016. Like, there's no way that team could beat the Warriors. Sure enough, he did it. No way that team could go to the finals in 2018, the last year that he made it before he left. Sure as hell led that team. Basically,
I mean,
dragged them there.
They said they were going to make the playoffs this year, and they didn't.
I mean,
because of what? Injury.
He was hurt.
Exactly. That could happen next year.
If LeBron gets hurt twice in a row, then he may want to consider 2 years in a row pretty severely. He may want to start considering retirement. And I don't think that's going to happen because I know LeBron and how he takes care of his body. I don't know LeBron like that, but the dude is a freak of nature when it comes to taking care of his body. And that injury, if you watch the game, just like Lonzo's injury, was kind of a freak injury. I don't think that injury happens 9 times out of 10.
What I do know with people who are starting to go into the back end of their careers, when they have one injury, it snowballs into another and another and another.
Hey, you know what? If that happens, fine. Kevin Durant... Probably tore his Achilles, if we're being completely honest with ourselves. So then I would be concerned about that, too.
He's him going to be forward. Gone in a
Not for you, but I mean for the Knicks or whoever gets him.
I mean,
you tear your Achilles, you're
he
not.
Could technically still be a Laker. He could still sign with the Lakers.
Honestly, if the injury is severe enough, he may want to join the Lakers because then he won't have to worry about
it. He probably
being
won't play
healthy.
This coming season.
That's what I'm saying. I would seriously doubt, and I'm not trying to bring this to Durant now, but I would seriously doubt that Durant is not seriously hurt.
If he was seriously hurt, I think he would actually re-sign with the Warriors.
Why would he do that? You're going to give him the max? You're going to max him over Klay Thompson?
I'm not saying he will, but it would be
But that's what you're telling.
But he's not going to take more than a 1 year deal as he always does. It's with the Warriors.
But it would be the max.
Yeah, max a 1 year.
So then you lose Klay.
They could technically be over the tax for one season.
I severely doubt that they would go and do
that. I would. If I knew Kevin Durant...
Do you know the tax they're paying for next year?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be high.
Yeah, they're good luck.
But I would. I would care less.
I hope you do, because that team still won't win a championship next year.
If KD's healthy and LeBron... If KD's healthy, they will. If he's on the team, which
you,
I'm not saying
I,
he's going to
I will tell
be.
You right now, if Kevin Durant and that Warriors team runs it back and LeBron gets Kawhi, LeBron's win the championship. And you can mark my damn words on that shit.
Damn, 4 All-Stars versus 2.
LeBron, did you not watch the first game 1 when the team that he dragged to the finals?
Remember
they almost
the
won
Warriors
game 1 if it
swept
wasn't for
the Cavs last year.
Yeah, and that game 1 could have easily gone either way.
He didn't win any other game.
Mike, that's not my point. The point is he almost won that one
game. He won one game.
You're not listening to me at all.
But you're making dumb points.
So what if the Cavs win that one game? You think they don't win another game?
Probably not.
I'm telling you fucking right now, they probably win at least 1 or 2 games in Cleveland. Probably take that to 6 or 7 games.
Well, it didn't happen.
Okay, Mike, it didn't happen. But let's not act like LeBron can't beat the Warriors. I mean, every game LeBron is the Warriors' kryptonite, and you fucking know it.
Yeah, old man LeBron now is going to be the kryptonite going forward if it's the same team.
We're going to revisit this in like 4 or 5 months
from now. I mean, the team's not going to be the same, so it's not the...
You're right, it's not the same. It's going to be a whole lot better.
It could go worse. Because
that guy's roster was garbage. Oh, no, it can't.
It could be worse.
How?
LeBron could be worse.
LeBron, no.
He could lose steps. He's, what, 35 now?
Dude.
When he plays, starts season? He could be completely worse. You just take this too damn personal.
I am going to tell you right now.
You're taking it too personal.
I'm not taking it personal. I'm just laying it.
Yeah, you are. You get all frustrated.
I'm literally just telling you as a basketball fan to not doubt LeBron James. That's all I'm telling you. And if you want, if you think
I'm not doubting it, I'm just LeBron James is going
to succumb to the next.
Because I know it frustrates you so much. You take it too personal, especially on Twitter.
I'm just telling you right now, LeBron is. Okay, whatever, Mike. Whatever.
I'm just messing with Chase at this point.
You kill me. Absolutely kill me.
Don't take it personal. You need to remember, it's just a game. Don't take it so personal.
It is a game, but it's a game I'm fucking passionate about. I'm passionate about this goddamn team, and I want to see him fucking succeed.
Well, of course. I want to see all my team succeed.
So, I fully believe that with LeBron James, we're going to be successful.
In my lifetime, all my teams have won championships, but like the Niners have won it when I was one. The Warriors have gone, what, this is going to be with our fourth if they win it. I don't really care for baseball, but if I had to pick a team, it would be the Giants, and they've won 3 in the past decade. So I don't care about any other sport. So I will say, at the end of the day, though, it doesn't fucking matter. You just take too much heat on the off season. Like, you need to, like, not take as much heat.
I'm just...
Because you take it too personal.
I'm legit just saying do not sleep on LeBron James, and I'm just leaving it at that. I'm just going to leave it at that.
McCoy from the Tampa Bay Bucks got cut, and Ndamukong Suh has signed with the Bucks today. What a weird switch from the same draft, 1 and 2.
When McCoy's probably...
I don't know. McCoy's a better play at this point.
Yeah, and McCoy's probably going to sign a similar deal.
With the Patriots. Well, yeah. He was going to take a pay cut, so, and they didn't have money to sign their own rookies. So they had to cut some...
How much did they give Sue?
I don't know. It's got to be less than what McCoy was making at 13 mil this season.
But if it's anywhere around 8 to 10 million, why the hell couldn't you pay 3 fucking million more for the better player?
Because
it's going to be at least...
They had to cut somebody, though.
It's going to be at least 8 million.
It's probably between 5 and 8.
If Sue was making
10 with the Rams. But he's also not the same player.
I understand that. But if he wasn't going to take 6 to 8 to play, say, the Cowboys, where he was interested in...
Also, the Cowboys, probably not the best time for them to go out and get Sue.
Why?
I don't know. Do you want to pay a player one-year contract? You can roll over the money and give it to somebody.
You go in.
Which, actually, we got to talk about Zeke.
You go in for this year like you did, like the Rams did. You fucking go all in. You sign the best players.
Would you rather put your second-round pick, who's basically your top pick,
on the field?
On the field or off the field?
I mean, on the field preferably, but I mean, I'm sure with the amount of injuries that happen to our team on a yearly basis, he would get plenty of playing time.
If McCoy ends up getting, because it's possible that he signs...
And Marinelli rotates everybody, so he would see
plenty of time. But it's possible that McCoy goes out and signs a 3-year deal for like 20-something million.
And he could very well. I mean, if he signs with the team that long, it's probably a team that he...
It's
probably a team that probably isn't that good.
The Browns have been rumored. I don't know why they keep going after defensive tackle. Or the Colts have money, but
other than that, I
probably wouldn't sign a more than 1-year deal.
But that's what I'm saying. If he goes and signs more than 1-year deal, it's probably with the Colts or a team that
I will say
will just pay him.
Would you rather get McCoy or Sue? Because McCoy is a better player right now.
I would probably.
I don't know if he's a fit.
I would probably rather have Sue. I think not saying Sue's the better player, but I think Sue is the better fit.
For you guys.
Yeah.
That's a big importance.
I mean, I had this conversation with Carson the other day, and he's like, maybe sign to 1 year. I was like, there's no chance. If they don't want to sign Sue, they're not going to touch McCoy. Because McCoy's going to want more money than him.
But Sue also has issues in the locker room, and
he has fixed that. He fixed that. I think with the Rams, he put that to bed. Because he took his entire career. I mean, the point is he did it.
But at the same time, though... I probably personally wouldn't sign him more than $3 million.
And we're totally forgetting right now, I mean, regardless of Randy Gregory's situation with everything going on with the league right now, Randy Gregory's probably not going to miss any games
now. It's possible. He might be back week one with the NFL. It has agreed with the NFLPA to do a research about marijuana and the effects and help.
They could just Google it.
It doesn't make sense because there's already been, a decade, maybe a century of research on this
literally
shit.
Just Google it. Like, are you, like, the NFL is so behind in the times, it blows my fucking mind. But even if they, for some reason, don't agree to do that this year, I still don't think Gregory missed the game. His issue is not the same as David Irving. He has mental health issues. The NFL needs to help him.
Really?
And to help him, you need to let him on the field. Letting him off the field is only going to exacerbate matters.
It could also be, if he is suspended, he could be suspended but with the team. He could be with the team.
Yeah.
But that's a thing that happens.
I mean,
Reuben Foster last year, which he just tore his ACL, when he was with the Niners, he, now with the Redskins, but he was suspended for, I think, 3 games last season.
Mm-hmm.
And he was suspended but was able to go with the team and be with the team. He just couldn't travel with them.
But my issue is you still got to have, like, him being on the, like, I know I'm going into a whole personal thing, but for Randy Gregory, football is his life. I know we don't give, like, the NFL could give a fuck less about its players, and I get it. Players aren't replaceable, but the dude has mental health issues. The dude would probably commit suicide if he didn't have football in his life. Like, that's the type of shit we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So if you want him, like, to be, well, when he's happy is when he's on the field.
It could be.
Like,
well, also that or smoking pot.
But he smokes pot.
To help. But I'm sure he's, to not get suspended or even lower
his
sentence.
It's not like he's David Irving fucking on fucking social media fucking
David
touting
Irving's
and not
a moron,
give,
yeah, but
David
he's
Irving's
not in the league anymore.
Yeah, he's not.
But he's gone to a mental institute, right, currently?
Yeah, he's done everything. He's gone to rehab.
Maybe
he's gone through his
program. It's possible that he gets a game suspension.
They fucking wanted to, yeah, maybe. And I would honestly appeal that, and then
he
would end up playing all year. Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't think you can keep Randy Gregory off the field for what he's going through.
Now, staying with the Cowboys, there's been a whole lot of nothing about Zeke pushing a security guard. And yes, it's a bad look.
Did you hear the security guard calling the N-word?
Oh,
on the video.
But still, as a professional, you gotta just leave the situation. Because it looks like a bad look, but it's not something that he's going to get suspended.
He asked me, he had a problem. I backed up, flopped to the thing, and he left him alone.
I will say, it looked like a flop, but he definitely put his hand on him. Now, it wasn't. I don't know if he wasn't trying to push him hard. He was just like, get away from me.
The guy just went like that, and the dude fell.
The guy did James Harden and flew, and
it's not like he fucking, like, after that went up to the ground and, like, started, like, attacking him. He literally walked away and said, hands up, did nothing. And the dude's like got him and cuffed him anyway. So, I think.
Well, he didn't get arrested, so who cares?
No, he didn't get arrested, and there's really nothing the NFL should be able to do about it. But I would just warn the NFL if they really want to go down this road again and try
suspending the season
and suspend him again. Jerry Jones.
I think the next one.
You thought Jerry Jones was mad the first time? Oh,
I don't know if Jerry Jones can do anything though.
Oh, Jerry Jones won't make the lead. Jerry Jones is a big reason the NFL has a lot of what it has. The owners are Goodell's boss. You don't think, but just like Robert Kraft, you wait.
Well, he didn't.
We'll see what happens.
Actually, Jerry Jones did have that prostitution thing in the bus.
I just
that was swept under the.
I just don't think there's any issue here in the NFL. Go worry about Tyreek
Hill. I
don't
think Roger Goodell's worried about Jerry Jones though. He knows that his contract, when it's up, he's done.
Yeah, well,
he got. I think he's up to like 2021 or 22 or something like that.
I've seen owners make a commissioner's life hell before, and it could happen again if he decides to go that route. And I don't think
he
will.
Which owner did what?
What? You've never seen owners like literally fucking.
I think
like,
it was just Al Davis.
But like, drag the league down.
I've seen Al Davis sue the league a couple times.
Yeah. Jerry Jones can do that.
I think
twice as bad.
I think Al Davis got $1 out of the league when he sued them. They paid him $1.
I'll just tell you right now, things will be different this time around if the league wants to try that route.
We'll see. It could be Jerry Jones just dies. If Zeke gets suspended.
Zeke's not getting suspended.
No, Zeke shouldn't get suspended.
See, I'm not even gonna say shouldn't. He's not. He absolutely will not. If the league doesn't,
he might get fined for just the bad look.
Yeah,
because that is important.
Find him, fucking, whatever the fuck you want to find him. Just do not take games away
from him. If Michael Bennett didn't get suspended for pushing a security guard at the Super Bowl,
yeah,
then he.
Are we going to talk about that? Or are we going to talk?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, are we going to talk about?
It's basically the same thing. No, he in the old it was a an old person being a security guard.
Oh, that's right, huh? I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Everything got dropped, though.
Yeah.
And the league didn't do anything.
Yeah, so
probably nothing's going to happen to Zeke, would be my guess. Now, Michael Bennett, I don't believe has any history of any off-field incidents. I want to say...
If we're being 100% honest, neither does Zeke. If we're being 100% honest, neither does Zeke. There was never anything... Yeah, I don't never know. Any I evidence could, against him in that
first could, game. I couldn't tell you what honest. Happened. So, the NFL really didn't... If they wanted to push a case against him, they really didn't do it publicly. And I don't
what,
know.
What, Michael Bennett?
No, Zeke. Like, yeah. I don't know. What did he do?
What, with the whole girl situation?
Yeah, what did he do?
No, nothing. She basically wanted to blackmail him and said, if you don't whatever, I'm going to say that you hit me and all this stuff and whatever. And yeah, so she was a conniving bitch.
Now Zeke just needs to be careful with them women.
Well, it's really tough as a guy to not be attracted to women, especially when you're a professional football player. But these women got to stop being so goddamn fucking conniving. Like, we got to start holding these women as responsible as we hold these players. If they're going to fucking lie and shit...
Well, they should go to jail.
They need to go lying. To jail, exactly.
Yeah. That happened to Reuben Foster twice, yeah. But he's a moron for going back to the woman. Oh, speaking about Reuben Foster, second drill in OTAs,
karma.
He tears his ACL.
Karma.
So, he's a knucklehead, and he has the worst luck ever.
Karma.
I don't know what the karma's for.
You don't think he beat the woman?
No, it's one lady, and she's been a liar. There's proof that she lied. Twice.
I saw more evidence against him than I saw against Zeke.
What evidence?
Guns in the house?
Guns doesn't mean anything.
That means a lot.
He's going to kill her?
Having that many guns in the house.
I don't think that has anything to do with...
I think that has a lot to do with a lot of things. You should never have that many guns as an NFL player.
Yeah, I would agree. See, probably a bad look, but it doesn't mean that he's going to go and kill her or he hit her.
I'm just saying.
Because now you're just... You're really pushing a certain percentage of people. Point is,
I don't feel bad for Reuben Foster at all.
I don't because he's a knucklehead, but same point, it kind of just bad luck. It is what it is.
I believe karma comes around and there's... And
end of the day, though, right in the he's going to... He's going to be able to make his money off not have to play.
I mean, I don't care about him making his money, but as far as his career is done.
Oh, he's not done. He'll be back next year. Or maybe not done,
but I mean...
He'll be back next year. Now, it's bad for the Redskins because they don't have a really good depth behind him.
Yep.
But, I mean, a lot of things can be covered over a linebacker, especially when you have a good D-line and a good secondary. We'll see if they have a good secondary. They have a good D-line, but we'll see what secondary.
We shall see.
So, who do we have today coming on, Chase?
Greg Bergman from ESPN 710 LA, host of Showtime Forum, which is a daily Lakers review show after the Laker game. Talks about all things Lakers. Does the same thing with the Dodgers called Blue Review. And then he also used to run. I forgot what he ran before Showtime Forum. But he was on when we had him the first time. I can't remember. I'll have to ask him when he comes on. But yeah, so we're going to have him. We're going to talk, probably start with the Lakers, and then we'll work our way to the Dodgers and talk about a few issues there, and then probably get his prediction and see prediction about what he thinks the Lakers are going to do in free agency. And
that'll be here in a few. We'll be speaking about it. But before we move on, the 2018-19 NBA All Rookies team was announced today.
Mm-hmm.
Luka got. In 100% first team, Trey Young got 100%, DeAndre Ayton got 95, Jaren Jackson Jr. got 60, and Marvin Bagley the third got 56 points. So it was pretty one-sided this year compared to last year, where it was a lot of the players were getting not that many points.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, Luka's probably going to be one of the better players here in the league now.
Yeah.
Or Trae Young could still develop more. He's still not there. It's crazy to think that Luka, though, that switcheroo with the Hawks and the Mavs in the draft.
I love Trae Young, and the dude's a really great player, but I think the Mavericks got the better player.
Oh, for sure. But they did trade away some assets. I think they traded away.
I don't think they really traded away too much. I think it was literally a swap of picks and future first rounders.
Yeah, I think it was two for.
I really don't think it was too much.
But really, in the NBA. If you can go up and move a couple spots and get the... He's probably the best player in this draft.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's probably worth it.
It's worth it, but I don't know why
the Hawks... As long as they don't...
Why the Hawks did it, I will never know.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes him look dumb.
I like Trae Young as a player, but Luka's
Trae Young
Luka's
would basically
special.
Have to turn into Curry, Steph Curry,
yeah,
to be able to be what
Luka is.
Luka,
right now. Yeah. He would literally have to become the most consistent 3-point shooter, yeah. Which he still hasn't shown that he is. He's a great assist guy.
He's also fucking ugly.
Yeah, that's a personal aspect, but yeah. And I know Carson's probably listening and say, "No, you're shitting on my guy Trae." I'm not shitting on Trae Young. I just don't think he's as good as Luka Doncic.
Yeah, if you could
have. I didn't necessarily think that he was or wasn't coming into the draft, but I thought that Luka had the higher upside, and after the first year, and I'm even more certain of that now.
Well, he's the best player in the draft, and he went third.
Who else went in that draft? I would say
it was Bagley and Ayton.
I still think DeAndre Ayton's going to be a problem.
You think he's going to be better than?
I don't. I'm not, the fact the
you think
the
Ayton
only thing
in,
that
in
sucks
the Suns.
For, the only thing that sucks for Ayton is he's on the fucking shitty one of the shittiest organizations, so he's never going to probably have his potential fully realized because that team can always suck. But I'll put it this way: if he was in the situation where Luka was, he probably would have had way more
I will
success.
Say, at least he got finally a good coach, and hopefully they don't fire him in a year.
Well, Robert Sarver is a... You think the Lakers GM or front office situation is bad?
Well, no, the ownership is just trash with the Suns.
Yeah, exactly. It makes the Lakers look like the fucking Warriors.
But they're just... No one really talks about... Not the Warriors.
No, I'm just saying, that's how bad the Suns are. The Suns are
but
way
I will
worse
say,
than the Lakers.
This year, they have to move into the next step. They have too many good players on that team to not... You know, make the playoffs, so at least get close to it.
Yeah.
They can't be one of the top three worst teams again.
Who? What, Suns? Yeah, no, they can't. Especially now that they'll have three pieces. You'll have Booker, Ayton, and whoever you drafted. Yeah.
And
six.
Then Booker, at some point, he's got to, you know, how many years is he in the league? Four?
I don't know, but he just signed an extension.
He probably has an out.
He's 22 or something.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for 3 years.
I will say, he's got to take the next step. He's good. But he's got to lead this team, especially since now there's players around him.
I think Devin Booker's Kobe without everything else that Kobe did.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically a shooter. He's a volume shooter, and he doesn't play much defense.
So, yeah.
I mean,
well, Kobe sometimes played defense.
No. I'm saying Devin Booker is Kobe in literally the only form of Kobe is his shooting.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it is. Like, he's a great shooter. Can't play defense. He's not a very good rebounder.
End of the,
not very good
I will say,
guy.
At this current NBA, that's how you succeed, though, is scoring more points. You know, scoring
I mean,
fast.
Obviously, but you got to play some defense. He does not play defense at all.
Yeah, well, James Harden doesn't play defense at all.
James Harden actually tried on defense.
He tried this year.
Played way better on defense than Booker did last year.
James Harden's also, 6 years older than him?
And not only that, James Harden also has just about every other part of his game.
Yeah.
He can assist. He can take it to the rack.
Things can change, though.
Things Devin Booker can do. And no, I'm not saying they can't.
He'll probably be a Laker.
I'm just
in 4 years.
I think if you put him next to LeBron, then that'd be dangerous.
Well, in 4 years, not in
be pretty damn dangerous.
2 years or a year.
Well, who knows? Maybe the Suns fucking...
They trade to the Lakers.
Trade to the Lakers.
A team on the East wouldn't trade with the Lakers, but a team on the West would.
West got to stick together.
Oh, God. Maybe they'll trade LeBron to the Suns. No, man. I keep hearing the stupid Bulls are going to try to get Lonzo, or at least as a swap.
What I think is more likely to happen with as far as that goes is the Bulls have the 7th pick. We have the 4th pick. You take those two. You throw them to the Pelicans. The Bulls throw in some stuff. The Lakers throw in a couple players, and those go to the Pelicans. Lonzo would go to the Bulls. The other couple players would go to the whatever, and then the
I mean that'd
get
be good
AD.
For Lonzo because he wants to stay in a big market.
But that's what I'm saying. That they could facilitate a trade with the Lakers for AD.
When, I guess we'll see what happens. June. Do you know the date that free agency starts?
June 30th.
June 30th
at 6 o'clock p.m.
We have to be. Maybe we'll do something live stream and see if we get news.
I would be shocked if there was. I mean, I guess
don't know. LeBron was outside of LeBron's house.
Yeah, but. He didn't sign for a while. But I mean, like actual signings, I don't know that we'll get a lot of signings right away, but we'll see. Definitely meetings and a lot of, you know, movement as far as like this guy's
It's like the NFL
here.
Free agency 10 minutes in and Trent Brown signed with the Raiders for a huge, massive deal.
I mean, some player, maybe not one of the big name free agents, but one of those players will probably sign a deal early on, but.
Or re-signing. Now, check out our next pod. We're just going to separate the two with Chris Bergman. And this one, Check it out, and there'll be some info on that. It'll just be straight pod of interview with him. It'll be the next one uploaded after this one. Have a good one, guys.
Yep.
Bye. Sexy motherfuckers.